Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiya, which is the days in which the Lady Fatima was martyred and she passed away. The followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam, as well as those who are fond of that noble household, they mourn the demise of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, because as you know, these days fall between two very significant days. According to some hadiths, one of those days is the day in which that lady was martyred and she passed away. So here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very grave and very sad day. In this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he mentions one of the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. The Prophet Muhammad said, "So Fatima alayha salam is a huri, a lady of paradise, who has manifested in the form of a human being. Because of this, every time that I long for the fragrance of paradise, I come and I visit my daughter Fatimah al-Zahra." This is one of the virtues which has been mentioned for the Lady Fatima. As you know, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ascended to heaven on the night of the ascension, the night of Miraj, and God Almighty, he showed his Prophet, the various secrets of the universe, including hell and its inhabitants, as well as heaven and the blessings which exist therein. The Prophet was given a fruit in paradise, and he ate from that fruit. And according to some hadith, from this fruit, his daughter, the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, was born. So because of this, she has been described in the hadith as a heavenly being, a being who is similar in many respects to the huris of paradise. So because of this, many of her characteristics were similar to the characteristics of these luminous beings who reside and inhabit heaven. Like, for example, the fragrance that emitted from her. And it's interesting to know that this is almost like a urban legend, which is very popular amongst people, that, people who are, who descend from the Imams, who we call Sadat, they have certain characteristics. Perhaps one of the reasons for this goes back to this very hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.